Welcome to the Just Read podcast. We're going to be reading Genesis chapter 46, verses 1 through 25 today. It's been a while since Jacob was the main character in view. Here we read about Jacob packing up and heading to Egypt. Let's read Genesis chapter 46, verses 1 through 25. So Israel set out with all that he had and came to Beersheba, and offered sacrifices to the God of his father Isaac. God spoke to Israel in visions of the night and said, "Jacob, Jacob." And he said, "Here I am." He said, "I am God, the God of your father. Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt, for I will make you a great nation there. I will go down with you to Egypt, and I will also surely bring you up again. And Joseph will close your eyes." Then Jacob arose from Beersheba, and the sons of Israel carried their father Jacob and their little ones and their wives in the wagons which Pharaoh had sent to carry him. They took their livestock and their property which they had acquired in the land of Canaan and came to Egypt, Jacob and all his descendants with him, his sons and his grandsons with him, his daughters and his granddaughters, and all his descendants he brought with him to Egypt. Now these are the names of the sons of Israel, Jacob and his sons, who went to Egypt. Reuben, Jacob's firstborn. The sons of Reuben, Hanok, and Palu, and Hetzron, and Carmi. The sons of Simeon, Jemuel, and Jamin, and Ohad, and Jachin, and Zohar, and Shaul, the son of a Canaanite woman. The sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. The sons of Judah, and Onan, and Shelah, and Perez, and Zerah. But and Onan died in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Perez were Hezron and Hamul. The sons of Issachar, Tola, and Puva, and Lob, and Shimron. The sons of Zebulun, Sered, and Elon, and Jalael. These are the sons of Leah, whom she bore to Jacob in Padan Aram, with his daughter Dinah. All his sons and his daughters numbered 33. The sons of Gad, Ziphion and Hagi, Shuni and Ezbon, Eri and Arodi and Areli. The sons of Asher, Imna and Ishva and Ishvi and Beriah and their sister Sarah. And the sons of Beriah, Heber and Malkiel. These are the sons of Zilpah, whom Laban gave to his daughter Leah, and she bore to Jacob these 16 persons. The sons of Jacob's wife Rachel, Joseph and Benjamin. Now to Joseph in the land of Egypt were born Manasseh and Ephraim, whom Asenath, the daughter of Potiphar, a priest of On, bore to him. The sons of Benjamin, Bela and Becher and Ashbel, Gera and Naaman, Ehi and Rosh, Mupim, Hupim, and Ard. These are the sons of Rachel who were born to Jacob. There were 14 persons in all. The sons of Dan, Hushim. The sons of Naphtali, Jazael, and Guni, and Jetzer, and Shelem. These are the sons of Bilhah, whom Laban gave to his daughter Rachel, and she bore these to Jacob. There were 7 persons in all. That was Genesis chapter 46, verses 1 through 25. Earlier in Genesis, it was commonplace to see God talking to Jacob. Here, God reiterates the great promises to Jacob. He would care for him, make him a great nation, and bring him out of Egypt one day. With these promises, Jacob faithfully relies on God by traveling to Egypt with his whole family. Thank you for reading the Bible with me.